For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, hello, a better you, family, community, my friends, my people. It is Fernanda. Welcome back to another episode.
Just popping in here, I wanted to say, unfortunately, my microphone was not working when I recorded this episode, so we're using the audio from the camera, which is not as crisp and clear as I would like it to be, but I hope that isn't much of a bother.
How are you guys doing? I hope you are doing well, and I hope that this episode finds you at a good time, finds you when you are doing wonderful, and if you're not doing wonderful, tomorrow will be wonderful, but welcome to another episode, you guys. I'm so excited to be talking about this topic today, and it is about why you need to be delusional to live your dream life. We're going to talk about the law of assumption and getting what you want, because I consider myself a master of manifestation, and I think that I am really good at getting what I want, specifically by planting certain thoughts in my mind, by believing them, and even if they aren't necessarily real, oh, I believe them, and then they end up working out for me because I have that faith in myself, and because my actions follow my beliefs, and I have the power to shape my reality. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the law of assumption, what exactly that means, how you can use it to your benefit, how you can use it to create the life that you've always wanted. And I think that this is the perfect episode for you if you don't really know how to manifest and you want to create a better life for yourself. I think there's always a little bit of controversy when talking about manifestation, because some people says that it goes against their religion, or they just don't identify with the beliefs, they think it's placebo. It doesn't matter. If you want to call it just being delusional, we can put it that way, because I feel like that's kind of the same thing, or thinking your thoughts into existence. I feel like that's another way to put it. Either way, I think that if you are in a place where you could maybe use a little bit of good luck, or use some inspiration, some motivation, or a reason to spark change, I think that this is the perfect episode for you. We're going to talk about reframing current negative thoughts that you could be having, different ways that you can apply the law into your life, and I will be telling you guys my personal experiences with the law of assumption and giving you guys some examples of things that I have manifested in my life with this belief, and just ways that it has helped me in real life. I feel like I have so many stories about how this has happened to me and how it has worked, and I think when you hear stories of people in real life having these experiences and having these miracles, one may say, or coincidences, or I don't know, bits of good luck, I feel like when you hear it from someone and their experiences, it really makes you believe, because you can see how it has changed someone's life. So I definitely have a lot of stories to tell you guys, and I feel like it's fun because whenever I do episodes that kind of require personal stories or examples in my life, you guys really seem to like that. So I think that's going to be super fun, and I'm excited, and I'm just ready for this podcast. Before we get into the episode, you already know we're going to talk a little bit about a life update, some new things. I have a very, 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 very exciting update for you guys, and that is that I actually joined ballet class. I'm actually in a really good mood, which is great. That's exactly what I want when filming this podcast. But you guys already know, on this podcast, I talk all the time about how important it is to try new things in your 20s, and not even just your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, when you're in your teenage years, just at any age, it is so important to try new things. It is so important to have hobbies. Whenever you try something new, you get to learn more about yourself. You get to see what you're good at. You get to see what you're not good at. You get to see what you like. You get to create new memories, which makes your days feel longer, your years feel more exciting. There are so many reasons why stepping outside of your comfort zone is so important. And I have specifically said in past episodes that a hobby that I wanted to get into was ballet. And I just posted a video today, actually, about living a day in my life, like ballet inspired. And just to give you guys a little bit of the summary, if you haven't watched that video or you don't watch my YouTube channel, basically I signed up for the ballet class and I attended it, I vlogged it, and I gave you guys a little update of how it went. And it was honestly so much fun. I signed up for an adult ballet class. It was just 1 hour here in Vancouver. And unfortunately, it was the last class before winter break. So even though it was beginner, it was like the last beginner class of the season, since the season started in September. So I was a little bit lost, but having a little background of gymnastics and cheer and some dance in the past, I feel like I wasn't completely lost, but even then, I can definitely tell that I need some improvement. But when I tell you guys, the best lady there was probably around 70 years old, I'm not kidding. She must have been an ex-ballerina, but either way, she really inspired me. I feel like whenever you go to a yoga class or Pilates class or workout class or ballet class, for this example, and you see like a grandma or a grandpa do their thing and they're so flexible and they're so active and so fit, it just really gets you inspired because you're like, wow, I have so many years to go and so many years to try new things. And if she's that fit at her age, I want to make sure that I'm that fit at that age. So anyways, it was really inspiring being in a classroom full of a bunch of different women of all different ages who were really good at ballet. We're all wearing super cute little ballet corps inspired outfits. And I myself bought some little ballet slippers for class so I can do it when in January the classes resume. I also bought some new leotards. I bought some tights, and I'm just feeling very inspired lately. So I feel like that's what's gotten me in a really good mood. I feel like whenever you enter a new era, whether that be a new fitness era, a new dance era, maybe you get a new hairstyle, a new haircut, or you're starting to take a healthier path or whatever it is, maybe you start doing like creative art things, you just get re-inspired, and that is exactly what I needed during these winter months. Anyways, I love the way that video turned out. It was a quick turnaround for me, so I'm proud of myself for that. Other than that, December has been so exciting. I went to the Christmas market just the other day. I have a YSL advent calendar that got sent to me, so I've been opening that, which honestly has just sent me over the moon. I had a MAC event last week, which was super exciting and super fun. I swear, if you told younger me that I was going to be going to a MAC event for the holidays, I probably would have passed out. And on passing out news, I'm going to a Louis Vuitton store opening next week, which again, insane. I honestly can't believe that I'm even saying that out loud, and I'm really just so thankful to be where I am right now. So if you are an aspiring content creator, an aspiring YouTuber, an aspiring TikToker, influencer, blogger, just know that your dreams can happen. And actually goes perfectly with the theme of this video, because I'm telling you, being delusional and believing that that was going to be my future one day led me to this point. And so I don't know, we'll talk about that in a minute, but that is just something to note there. I guess last thing I say before we get into it is, if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel for A Better You, make sure you do that so you don't miss an episode, and make sure you have post notifications on. Give it a like, give it a comment. I read every single comment and I love hearting them and replying back to you guys and just having conversations with you, because you are my friend. And also, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple, make sure you give it a rate, a review. I highly appreciate that, and that is a way that you can show support to the podcast if you like it and enjoy listening to these episodes. But without further ado, let's talk about how your delusion is going to make you level up. And I feel like this is an especially good episode before we get into 2024, because guys, 2024, I have a good feeling about this year. I have a feeling that it's going to be a busy one. I have a feeling that collectively, We all, me and you, are going to achieve our dreams. We are going to unlock a new version of ourselves that we've never met. We are going to do new things that we've always said that we wanted to do. And we are going to manifest our dream lives. And trust me, guys, if you have an ideal vision of yourself and it's your future career or a future lifestyle that you have, it doesn't happen overnight. I'm just gonna say that now. So just know 2024 is gonna be the year of improving and getting closer to that goal. I think something to note when talking about goals or manifesting your dream life is that it takes time, and I just want to say that off the bat right now. Creating your dream life is not going to happen in the span of a month, in the span of a year. It could take years before you get to your peak point that you've always wanted to be at. But that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes life interesting. I often think about the place that I am now in my career, being on social media. And I think the best part about being where I am now is the fact that I got to build it up. The fact that I had always dreamed of this. The fact that I have been able to go through the ups and downs. And if at 16 years old, someone just automatically like gave me a million followers on YouTube, gave me a podcast with viewers already watching it, gave me a TikTok account, an Instagram account, whatever, if they just gave it to me overnight, I would probably not even care about those followers, honestly. Having your dream life handed to you would not give you the same amount of reward or fulfillment as creating it. So just know that if creating your dream life is going to take time, that is okay, that is fine. That is what makes life exciting and what gives you that drive to move forward and that passion and fulfillment to live each day with purpose. So I just want to say that right off the bat. Whatever you are manifesting, if you clicked on this episode with something already in your mind that you're like, oh, this episode totally applies to like this thing I've been thinking about or like this dream that I have, just know, I'm telling you guys this right now, it's going to happen. I know that for you and you know that for yourself. And if you don't, say it out loud with me, it's going to happen, but it's going to take time and we are okay with that because we trust divine timing. And if you are unfamiliar with divine timing, it is the universal truth that everything occurs exactly when it's supposed to. So I think that's just a wonderful thing to note. And I think that's something that I have really implemented into my life this year and a belief that I'm going to be carrying in the years to come, that I just need to trust the timing of things and that things will happen when they're meant to and to not rush anything, because if it hasn't happened to you, it means that you're not ready for it yet. It means that maybe you've got some learning lessons to do before that happens, or maybe you have to overcome some things. Maybe it wouldn't work out in your favor if it happened now, like it's gonna happen in the future, etc. Timing of events is not solely within our control, but instead, there is a divine orchestration at play, synchronizing every aspect of our lives for our ultimate growth and evolution. That was not a quote by Fernando Ramirez. In fact, that was credit to neonmusic.co.uk. So random. Okay, let's get into it. I did a lot of research to make sure that I wouldn't just be saying random things. So I'm gonna say things that I found online, and I'm also gonna be giving you guys my personal definition. But when we talk about the law of assumption, it is a concept popularized by Neville Goddard. I hope I'm saying that right. It is a 20th century mystic and lecturer. That sounds so medieval. Basically, it revolves around the idea that assuming a particular state of being or a desired reality can manifest into existence. The law of assumption is a positive thinking tactic created as a method of reframing one's outlook. By saying that, you probably can connect the dots, but if you ask me what the law of assumption means to me, it means that if I believe something is true in my head, that means it's true. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, but it really is true that the way that you see the world is the way the world is. If you are a bitter person, you will see the world with the lens of bitter. If you are a person in love with life, everything you look at will have love oozing out of it. If you think that all men suck, you're probably only gonna encounter shitty men and shitty situations with men. If you think that every single person you meet is a potential friend, you're gonna see the best in them and you're gonna find ways to be their friend. You get to create what your life is gonna look like. Having that known and knowing that you can really shape your reality the way that you think means that you have your future, you have your world, you have your outlook on life in the palm of your hands. You can choose to believe that money flows your way, that opportunities are abundant to you, that you are naturally the luckiest girl in the world or boy or whoever. One example that I found online here was that if someone assumes they are a great driver, they will get into fewer accidents versus someone who assumes that they are a terrible driver. And I feel like that in itself is just, first of all, I think that's true. I'm gonna knock on wood here, but I truly believe that my little Beetle car, my cutie little convertible Beetle, I truly believe that that car is too cute to get pulled over, and I never get pulled over. So that could be a coincidence, but I truly believe that that car just won't get pulled over. Placebo or not, if it works, it works. It says here that the law suggests that if you assume a state as true and real within your mind, your subconscious will work towards making it a reality in your life. I feel like we can see that this is true in the way that if I think that I'm awkward and that is what is the thought of myself in my subconscious mind, I will subconsciously act awkward in situations and then I will be proving my point even though I'm subconsciously doing it. I am creating that reality where I am awkward. And I think having that known makes me, and hopefully you guys, so much more aware and makes you really think about the thoughts that you are having on a day-to-day basis. I honestly think that being self-aware is one of the most important things that you can do for yourself. I think if you are self-aware, you kind of feel like you are in the driver's seat of your life. You're in the driver's seat of what your thoughts are. You're in the driver's seat of what you think you can accomplish. And if you set yourself with the idea that you can do anything, that your goals are limitless, that you have all of these dreams that are going to happen, you really have nothing stopping you. I think when we fall back and don't take control of our thoughts, we already have the media. We have maybe people that don't have the best intentions for us. Maybe we have people that are projecting their insecurities onto us. We have all of those people with not the greatest intentions pouring their toxic venom into our subconscious and making us think from a lack mindset, from a mindset that is not good enough, from a mindset that is insecure, from a mindset that makes us believe that we are not enough, from a mindset that makes us think that we need to change ourselves, that we need to change our bodies, that our dreams are not able to happen, that we are not able to accomplish maybe the success that somebody else has, the money that somebody else has, that you will never have the success that somebody does online, or the happy family that they have online, or the perfect husband that they have online. You really are letting yourself be susceptible to all of this toxic energy when you do not have your mindset in check and your mindset in your control. I hope that makes sense. We do not want our squishy subconscious to be controlled by somebody else that is not us. And having that said, can you imagine if every single person on this planet was in control of their squishy brain, their little subconscious brain, and everybody was giving themselves affirmations? Everybody was operating from an abundant mindset, not a lack mindset or an insecure mindset. They're just thinking with love, with happiness, with their best intentions. Bro, this would be a different world. Neville Goddard, which is the man that came up with this law, emphasized that feeling was the key component. That it's about living from your end result, assuming the feeling and experience of already having what you desire. He really emphasized that feeling and imagination was the most important thing that you could do when practicing the law of assumption. You have to experience the emotion and the sensations as if the desired state is already true. The example I'm going to give you guys, I actually talked about in a video like back in 2020 on my YouTube channel, but I know probably most of you guys haven't seen that video or that section, and it's been so long ago, you probably forgot. And if you didn't, I'm going to retell you in probably a better format since I was a baby child back then. I think the way that I worded things wasn't exactly how I would now. So I'm going to take you guys in a very descriptive manner. Back when I was 17, my dad would not let me take driving lessons. He said, I am not paying for your driving lessons. We are going to drive together and I'm going to teach you how to drive. As a 17-year-old who slightly has an issue with instructions, I was petrified of driving. I was actually very nervous. And side story, the first time that I drove, my dad put me in my car and said, you're gonna drive to work. And I was literally crying in the car because I'm like, I've literally never drove before. Like, how are you just gonna make me drive there? I've never gotten lessons. I do not wanna drive. I think I'm gonna die on the highway. And he said, nope, well then you're not getting to work. You need to drive there. So I sat in the car, I got on the highway, started crying. And guess what? I got there safe. So it turns out I was actually totally fine. I was just very scared, but I guess that was a good way to jump into what I had to do. And then after some time of practicing with my dad, learning how to drive, I did my first driver's test to get my N license, which in Vancouver is like the driver's license where you can actually drive on the road. You're still technically not a full driver, but you can drive one other person, whatever. I went for my test on the first time and I failed so hard. It was actually tragic. I literally didn't know how to park and I parked so bad that I couldn't back up into the stall. And the lady just said like, you know what, girl? Just stop. Your dad will fix it. And it was so awkward. I ended up speeding in a kid's zone, so that was awkward. But anyways, I failed that. horrible, okay? So the next time I said, Fernanda, we are passing today. I'm gonna do everything in my power to pass. And I took it upon myself to do some master manifesting, okay? I watched every tutorial on how to manifest. I watched every YouTube video. I did my research. I said, how am I gonna manifest this driver license? Because I am not failing. There are so many techniques that I did, and I'm not gonna go into all of them because I want to make another episode specifically on different methods of manifestation, because there are so many different methods that you can use. But the one that worked the best for me was visualization and feeling what it was gonna feel like when I passed this test. I searched up on YouTube and I searched up 10-minute meditation for manifestation. If you search that up, the video is probably there. It's a YouTube video, it's 10 minutes long. It has like a yellow thumbnail. I clicked on that video and basically there is a person on the other side of the screen, maybe it's AI, I don't even know. And they're walking you through the meditation and they're telling you like, okay, imagine your goal, feel your goal. What does it feel like when you reach your goal? What does it feel like when you're exiting the place? What does it feel like when you're getting there? And they're walking you through it. I did that whole meditation, that was very helpful. And then I think I listened to like frequency music after. And basically in my head, I just ran through the experience of how it was gonna go as if I was already there. I visualized myself walking into ICBC, which is like, I think it's the DMV if you're from the US. I envisioned myself walking in there. I envisioned myself getting called up. I envisioned myself getting into the car, her asking me the questions, me doing everything perfectly, me driving around with not a single problem, me pulling back in a perfect parking spot. And then I envisioned her saying, Fernanda, you passed. And you're ready for the most embarrassing part. I think I said this in another podcast, but I envisioned myself turning to her and being like, oh my God, yay. The next day I went to go and I carried that feeling with me in that moment of what it would feel like, the joy I felt, how excited I would be when I finally passed this test, the relief I would feel, the weight off my shoulder. And I felt like I was living in that moment. So the next day I go and take my test. Everything happened the way that I envisioned it. I walked in the same way that I envisioned it. I did the test the same way that I envisioned it. And at the very end, the person turns to me and says, Fernanda, you passed. And in that moment, I'm like, oh my God, this happened exactly how I visualized it. And I said, you have gone too far into like how perfectly aligned this in real life was to your visualization that you have to follow through. So I turned to her and I said, oh my God, yay! Like so cringe, literally just how I envisioned it. I was like, you have to go through with it. That was one of those scenarios where I truly believe that I was underprepared for my test and that all of those visualizations and feeling like I had already passed, feeling like it was gonna be a breeze, feeling like I had it in control in my hands, I felt that and it fully transferred through to my reality. I assumed that I was going to pass, and so the whole day that I was taking the test, there wasn't a second thought about ways that I was gonna fail. There wasn't doubt in my mind, and I assumed that it was gonna go exactly the way I visualized it. Another example I have for my personal life of how visualization helped me with the law of assumption and vice versa was when we were going to a really big cheer competition in the US. And the stadium was supposed to be huge. It was supposed to be super intimidating and scary. And so my coach printed out a photo of what the stadium was gonna look like. And she said, okay, we're gonna close our eyes. We're gonna put the music of our routine and we're going to rehearse the routine in our head with our eyes closed, visualizing how it would be perfect and how we would do such a good job at the routine. And we're gonna look at the photo before we close our eyes so we can fully envision that we're in the stadium. So we did that for so many days leading up to the competition. And in our head, we assumed that we were gonna get out there with confidence, what it was gonna look like, how we were going to smile and wave at the crowd. Every stunt that we were going to do was gonna hit perfectly. When I went to compete, the way that it felt in real life was exactly the way that I had visualized it all those months prior. Having that said, if there is something that you guys are nervous for, looking forward to, maybe you have a test coming up, a competition coming up, driver's test coming up, use visualization, envision how it's going to work out, assume that that visualization is the truth, it is the reality, it is exactly how you feel in real life, and it will work out for you that way. But you truly have to believe that that is what your reality is going to feel like, and there is going to be no distinguish between between your thoughts and your reality. I'm gonna use one last example for this before we move on, but when I went to New York Fashion Week for the first time with my friends, we had the most delusional belief. Oh my God. Now looking back, I was a brave little 19-year-old thinking that this was going to go exactly how I had planned. And so we go into New York Fashion Week not knowing what to expect, right? I was gonna be surrounded by models, surrounded by celebrities, surrounded by influencers, and as a little gal who maybe had some insecurities about the way that she looked, maybe some insecurities about should I even be here. So I walk around these parties, these events, with the assumption in my head that I am a model walking through, that people are gonna turn their heads when I walk by. And I'm telling you guys, there is such a difference between when you have that belief and when you don't. When I had that belief, I was walking around and people were turning heads. And not to sound conceited, but it was the truth. Maybe also because I had a lot of makeup on, but people were turning heads. People were talking to me. I was getting hit on. I was walking around with all this confidence because in my head, I believed that I was a model, okay? Maybe I wasn't. Now looking back, in fact, my makeup was slightly smudged. I definitely wasn't wearing like all these crazy outfits as other celebrities were, but in my mind, I assumed that I was the prettiest person there, that I was the most successful person there. And that delusion got me through and got me opportunities and conversations with people that could probably feel that aura and that vibration oozing off of me. When you have that vibration in your head, I truly think that other people can feel it. The same way that when somebody walks a room and everybody turns their head and you have that thought of like, oh my God, there's just something about her. Like, I wanna be her friend. She's glowing, she's radiating. She just has such a good vibration. She seems like she has the it factor. It's probably because in her head, she assumes that she does. Test it out for yourself and don't let anybody fool you into thinking that you shouldn't have these beliefs or that you should lower your feelings about yourself down to make someone else feel better. Consistently assuming the desired state and truly believing in its reality are fundamental for this to work. If you have doubt, it can start to hinder the process and will make these beliefs not as strong as they should be. You have to have a consistent, unwavering belief in the assumed state. I think another example that I have from my personal life from having this unwavering assumption was when I really did assume that I was gonna become a famous YouTuber. I really did. Honestly, when it was the pandemic and I was sitting alone in my room and I was editing and I was filming my videos, I always assumed that one day I would have all the success that I wanted, that I was going to have the following that I wanted, that I was going to make this my job. And I worked every single day. I worked hard to make that happen. And that thought became my reality. You actually have to put an effort to make these things happen, otherwise they won't happen for you and somebody else will just do it before you. But if you have these thoughts combined with actual actions put forward, they will happen. Now I wanted to say, if you are currently wanting to reframe the thoughts that you have in your subconscious mind, it is important to identify those current assumptions and try to reframe them. To do this, you can make a list or you can just figure out what assumptions you have about yourself, about others, about the world, about the way that you see your future, the capabilities that you have, about the intentions other people have with you, the way other people view you, etc. Maybe you ask yourself, are these assumptions positive or are they negative? Are they restricting me or stunting my growth, or are they empowering me and helping my growth, and do they work in my favor? In this part, you have to be truly honest with yourself, otherwise this isn't gonna work to reframe them. If you are having those negative assumptions, you can ask yourself, why do I think that? Who put that idea into my head that's making me assume that they don't have good intentions for me? And also, if they are based in truth or they are based in fear. Some of these can even be generational. I think, for example, one affirmation that a lot of people say to themselves is when they want to affirm an abundance of money or financial freedom. A lot of the times they feel that they are not worthy of having so much money, or they think that it's not possible for them to reach a certain amount of money or to reach that financial freedom. And that might even be like a generational ideology that's been passed down. You may have a lack mindset when it comes to money based on how your parents talk to you, how their grandparents talk to them, and so on and so forth. So I feel like figuring out why you have those assumptions, if for example you did have a lack mindset when it comes to money, figuring out what assumptions you have, challenging them, and asking yourself, who gave me these? Are they even rational? Are they based in truth or are they based in fear? And then actively working towards reframing those into saying, no, I am worthy of having a lot of money. Money comes my way. Money finds me. I attract money. I attract opportunities with money. I have an abundance of money. I don't have to check my bank because money is constantly coming my way. Those are a few examples. The content creator Haley Hoffman Smith was saying that if you had orange juice in your fridge and you knew it was in there, you wouldn't be checking the fridge every 5 minutes to check that it's there. You would assume that it's there, believe it's there, and it would be there. So I feel like you could maybe compare that to a social media account that you're trying to grow, and maybe you're trying to grow a certain amount of followers. Instead of constantly checking, thinking that it's going to be gone, thinking that it's not going to be there, you're going to believe that it's already there and that you already have it. She was saying that the thing that you want to manifest, it will happen when you least expect it. And so you just really have to let it happen naturally. Every time you have the urge to go check on that thing, it might even be a text from somebody. Before you check on that, take a 3 minute break, close your eyes and visualize that it's there, or visualize that that thing that you want is already coming through, and visualize the feeling of already having it. What does it feel like when you have that thing? I feel like that's a really good tactic and something that I want to try to do more of. And whenever I catch myself overly checking, maybe that's my email inbox, maybe that's a new comment, maybe that's a following count, instead of constantly checking it, I just need to let it go, stop holding it to such a high standard, affirm those thoughts in my head, and know that the universe is going to grant me with those things on its own. Another quote that I really like that resonates with me in regards to manifestations is that everything that you desire desires you back. So if there's something that I really, really want, instead of constantly obsessing over it and wanting to force that thing to happen, you have to have faith and, like we said earlier, believe in divine timing, that that thing wants you back and that it will find you one way or another. You have to keep saying those affirmations and constantly telling yourself those things that you believe to be true until your belief system is reframed and those are thoughts that you don't even have to second guess. They just come as second nature to you. Some other times where you can practice the law of assumption is right before you go to bed, thinking about those things you want and what that feeling feels like. I think when you're going to bed and when you are waking up are when your brain is most susceptible to new information to your subconscious mind. I think especially right when you wake up in the morning, if you think about those things, they're going to be programmed into your brain and you're probably going to start the day off on a much better note than if you're like looking on your phone right away and, for example, seeing a bunch of things that can make you insecure or a bunch of things that determine your worth or negative news, etc. But also on that note, it's probably why you should set your wallpapers or the people that you follow to things that are in line with the things that you are trying to manifest, if that makes sense. And also right before you go to bed, having that grateful feeling and the feeling of what you want, I think will skyrocket you into probably having really good dreams about that. Another tactic that I found online to help these feelings feel true is to practice emotional alignment, which means cultivating the emotions you'd experience if your desire were already fulfilled. For example, feeling joy or satisfaction or gratitude on a daily basis, because those are the feelings that you're probably going to have when you reach the goals that you want. A place for me that I really like to think about my manifestations or my goals or the law of assumption is when I'm in the car. That may sound so random, but I get this feeling a lot, and I'm sure maybe you guys have felt it before, but a feeling of when you're really inspired or you feel very excited or very happy, I can literally feel my body vibrating. I'll be like daydreaming about my future or like goals that I have in mind, and I assume that it's real. And in my head, it's almost like I can feel what it would feel like to have these experiences happen to me. Like, I'll be driving and I'll just all of a sudden get so hyped up, be like saying all these affirmations, and I'm like, you know, Fernanda, you are so hardworking. You are so good at what you do. You are the greatest YouTuber of all time. You create only good content. And I'm saying all these things, and it's like it's feeding my soul. I start to get all inspired. I start to radiate. I start to feel like I already have that thing. Anyways, I want to leave you guys with the reminder that you ultimately have to have a lot of patience, but these things will happen to you. I believe it, and I hope you do too. These are things that require daily practice. If you think it's cringe at the moment, or you think it's woo-woo, or you think it's kind of crazy, or you think that it doesn't work, just give it some time and actually practice it, and I promise you, you will see a difference, and you probably will feel exactly these feelings that I'm talking about. Practice detachment, which means to not be super attached to the outcome of those things that you're trying to manifest. Assume that everywhere you go, people like you, you, assume that people view you in a confident way, in an attractive way, assume that everybody sees you as a mentor, as somebody who's very smart, as somebody who's very intelligent, that people always want to be your friend, people want to talk to you, that you are magnetic, that opportunities are flowing your way, that you are a very lucky person, and that people want to naturally help you. You can even assume that you find friends everywhere that you go, that the love of your life or your husband is out there just waiting for you, that your dream job is waiting to have a call or a text or an email from you. And I'll tell you one last thing. I have a lot of goals for myself. A lot of them are crazy. A lot of them are probably unrealistic to somebody who doesn't believe in the same beliefs that I do about myself. Like, I definitely have some goals that I've told people before, and I kind of see their faces and they're probably thinking like, okay, girl, yeah, when that happens. But in my mind, I'm fully convinced that those things are gonna happen. And usually I'll make sure that I never say that that thing won't happen. For example, I don't wanna say it because I have this one manifestation in my head, but there's this thing that I really wanna do. And I don't say it to myself when I'm alone, and I don't say it to others in a way that's like, oh, I don't have this thing yet. It probably won't happen. I don't know when it'll happen. I don't even wanna try because it's not gonna happen. I assume that thing is gonna happen, and I speak as if it's going to happen. I'll say, oh, next year when I do that thing, or next year when I have that experience, or when that thing happens. And if it doesn't happen yet, I don't think to myself, oh, it's because I can't do it or because it's not gonna happen. I think to myself, it hasn't happened yet because I'm not ready for it yet, because the timing isn't right yet, because I need to learn some things before that happens. But it doesn't mean that I think that thing is not going to happen. And the last thing I wanna leave you is with this quote that says, your home, your occupation, the relationship you foster were once mere thoughts that you brought to life. I think that that is so true and meaningful. At least in my life, I can say that I really resonate with that quote. Almost every single thing that I have once wanted. It really makes you think for a second and really makes you want to be grateful for where you are in life and to say, I made this happen. I really did. You wouldn't have those desires if they weren't meant for you. And whenever I have wanted a friend, whenever I have wanted a job, whenever I have wanted a sponsor, whenever I had wanted literally my boyfriend probably, I have like wrote down visualizations of it happening, or sentences or affirmations of it happening. I challenge you, I dare you to write down some new affirmations, to write down some assumptions that you want to have about your future and truly believe them. You have nothing to lose by believing these things are going to happen to you. And if anything, you have everything to gain. There is really nothing that you can't do in this world. And if you have the thought that it's going to happen, they will happen in all due time. But I love you guys. Get manifesting, change your subconscious mind to all happy, positive thoughts, and don't let anybody poison your brain and tell you that you can't do something. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.